Thank you for joining us for the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. My name is Larry Warren, and I want to remind you that as a born-again child of God, you've been given the ability to live free from all fear. Jesus destroyed the power of fear when he rose from the dead, and he's given that victory over fear to you personally. Now, when America was attacked by acts of terrorism on September 11, 2001, God instructed Brother Copeland to launch a counterattack on fear by teaching believers that a fear-free life is our covenant right in Christ Jesus. This empowering message on freedom from fear is vital for the times we live in today. God has promised to be our ever-present help in a time of need. Choose to believe that his love for you is unconditional. Receive his promises by faith and begin enjoying a fearless life today.
Let's read several verses of scripture tonight, beginning with the 118th Psalm. Some very interesting observations. Let's read the first six verses. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord takes my part. Amen. Let's read that sixth verse aloud. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord takes my part. Hallelujah. He took your part, but that's not the only thing he did. He gave you his part. He gave you his righteousness. He gave you his life. He is still giving you his life. He ever maketh intercession for you all the time at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. He's your deliverer. He's your healer. Glory to God. He gave you his place with the Father. Hallelujah. He took our part. Amen. Now then, let's read the book of Revelation chapter 1. Revelation 1, verse 17. No, we can't start there. Let's back up. Let's start with verse 12. I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one likened to the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the floor, and girded about the paps with a golden girdle. Glory to God. Man, he wears a big golden belt all the way around his chest. The man's doing all right. Hallelujah. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. Now, if you study this out, you'll realize if you were to see Jesus in the flesh, you walk in here, he's not white-headed. The glory had backlit him in this until he was shining so brightly that it made his hair look like it was white, and you can see it here. His eyes were as a flame of fire. His feet were like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Hallelujah, dear Lord. He had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shines in his strength. Now that was what made his hair look like it was white. His countenance was glowing a fire, and it just, whew. Thank you, Jesus. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. I don't blame you. He laid his right hand on me, saying unto me, fear not. I am the first, and I am the last. I am he that is alive, was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Fear not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to stay after you on this till you finally say, okay, bless God, I fear not. Amen. He said, fear not. You don't have anything to fear anymore. I've defeated hell. I've defeated the grave. I've defeated death. I was dead, but now I'm alive. And I'm alive forever. You have no scriptural basis to be afraid. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13. Praise God. Hebrews 13, the first six verses. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation, your manner of life, be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he hath said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do to me. Now notice this. He said, the Lord is my helper, therefore I will not. This was the result of a decision. This was an act of the will. I will not fear. Why? Well, he just got through telling you why. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is on my side. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to hear. I want you to hear what's coming through here. Faith in God is trust in love. God is love. Faith worketh by love. Now let me give you that scripture has two sides to it. Faith, Galatians 5:5-6, faith worketh by love. The first thing is outstanding. It said faith worketh. Romans 10:17 said faith cometh. Amen. No such thing as faith that doesn't work. There's faith that has not been put to work, but there's no such thing as faith that doesn't work. But faith worketh by love. Now let me give you both sides of that coin. Faith worketh and is its strongest and is healthy and is uncontaminated by fear, because love casteth out fear. So faith worketh at its best and at its strongest when you are loving. Amen. Perfected love casteth out fear. Well, how do you perfect love? By using it, by loving. But now that's one side of it. Here's the other side of it. Faith worketh by love when you have faith in love. See, love never fails. But you have to have faith in the fact that God loves you. Let's go to the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. Then you can exercise your faith in this and get started in perfected love casteth out fear, or faith worketh by love. Faith worketh by love. Faith is filtered through love. Jesus is praying right before he went to the cross in the 17th chapter of John's Gospel, not only for those that were there in his presence, but in verse 20 he said, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word." Well, everybody that believes on him, either directly or indirectly, believed on him through the word of those people that were present that day. Amen. So he was praying for you and he was praying for me. Of course he was. Now look at verse 23. He prayed and said, "I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me." Now you have to take that by faith. Don't you think Jesus prayed in faith? He's the one that said, "Whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them." Well, I believe he prayed in faith, don't you? Well, sure he did. Doubt is sin. And he didn't sin, so we know he prayed in faith. Hallelujah. Well, he prayed in faith, therefore I agree with him. Now then, look at the 26th verse. "I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou, God, has loved me, Jesus, may be in them." Now, that goes beyond the fact that he loves me as much as he does Jesus. That goes ahead to say, Jesus said, that the love wherewith you love me, the love you love me with, may be in them. Well, if it's in you, it is available for your use.
Amen.
Faith worketh by love, and love worketh by faith in the fact that the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost, and God is love.
Amen.
Amen. Shout amen, somebody. Amen. Glory.
Amen.
Now, faith in that love flushes fear away. It works like and begins to work when that love begins to develop. When you know, 1 John 2:5 said, "Whosoever keepeth his word, in him is the love of God perfected." The word he's talking about there is the commandment to love one another, because that's what the book of 1 John is about. And so as you love God and as you exercise loving people and you exercise that love, and you have to love by faith, you're going into your spirit to get a hold of this Jesus kind of love, this God love, the personality of God himself. And 1 John 4:18 said, "There's no fear in love." Well, certainly it's not. God is love. There's no fear in God. There is faith in God. Amen. He has faith inside him, doesn't he? Now, I said all that to get you to this point right here. God has faith in himself. I'm not talking about confidence in himself. I'm talking about the force of faith resides on the inside of him. Amen. He has faith on the inside of himself. You got that? Now, faith moves him. Why? He has faith on the inside of him. Have you ever had something on the inside of you to move you? Oh, yeah. It might have been temper, anger. It might have been an expression of love. It might have been fear. It might have been any number of different things moving on the inside of you can suddenly move or direct you and change your direction, change your thinking, change what you say, suddenly change your whole thought process, send you suddenly in a different direction. Why? Something moved you on the inside. Now, faith moves God because God has faith in him. Amen. And you have faith in you. So you have his faith in you. And when you have faith cometh by hearing by the word of God, and faith worketh by love. But now, wait a minute. Satan has fear in him. And when you have fear in you is when you move Satan, and he's able to move you. Well, say, oh, me or something. Now, we need to know the difference between the two. So here we go. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11. Familiar scripture, but let's read it for ourselves. Make notes around it. Hebrews 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Amplified Translation says, it is the evidence of things not yet revealed to the physical senses. Didn't say they weren't real, said it hadn't been revealed. For by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, or by the word of love, so that things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. Now, once again, he didn't say that the worlds were made from nothing. He said the world was made out of a substance you can't see or feel with your senses. Wasn't made from nothing, is made out of faith. Faith is substance. Faith is the creative force of God. Faith is a spiritual force. You can see the results of it. You can feel the results of it. But in its spiritual form, you can't see it. You can't feel it. Because it isn't in the seeing and the feeling realm. We walk by faith, not by sight. So what is faith? Faith is the spiritual force and the substance that reaches from the spiritual world of creativity and produces natural physical substance to fulfill the dream. Now, that's the reason you need to stay in the Word till you see yourself pain-free. That's the reason you need to stay in the Word till you see yourself inside. You see yourself bigger on the inside than what you are now on the outside. You need to stay in the Word and the promises of God until you see yourself debt-free, until you see yourself living fearless, praise God, in the face of Satan and all the rest of the world, praise the Lord. Until you stay there and you stay in that Word and you confess that Word and you confess God loves me and I love God.
Amen.
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 And it begins to grow on the inside until it pushes everything out. As love begins to develop and get bigger and bigger and bigger, it gets to where your spirit doesn't have any room for fear in it anymore. And it's gone. Amen. Amen. Now, what is fear? Let's go to Mark 4. You weren't planning on going anywhere, were you? Well, we got a few more minutes here. Amen. Mark 4. Verse 37. Now let's read verse 36. When they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they woke him and said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? He arose, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, Peace be still. The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And they said to him, and he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly. They didn't hear a word he said. Now, I want you to take notice of some things here. Fear, misunderstood, it always does. Fear always misunderstands faith when faith enters into rest. See where he was? He was asleep. He was resting in faith. They mistook the rest of faith as irresponsibility. They didn't know that they could have done the same thing, even though he had told them that they could. Now, here's what I wanted you to see. Once again, fear tolerated is faith contaminated. You remember what he said? He said, Don't you care? In other words, what are you doing back here asleep when we're about to die? What's the matter with you? When all the time, the book of Hebrews says, we labor to enter into rest. Amen. It didn't say we labor to enter into healing. It didn't say we labor to enter into debt free. It didn't say we labor to get a new church building or to get a new house or to get a new car. No, it said we labor to enter into his rest because the work was finished before the foundation of the world. Glory to God. Amen. We enter into that rest. It's when faith takes over and rises up, fear is gone, and in right in the middle of the problem, we enter into rest. And that's when you can, folks, will think you've gone irresponsible on them. Amen. We enter into rest. Now, back to 1 John 4:18 again. There is no fear in love. Perfected love casteth out fear. Perfected love casteth out fear because fear hath torment and love never wants you tormented. And he that feareth is not made perfect or is not developed in love. Now, there's your red light right there. Anytime there's any worry, anytime there's any fear, I mean, right there, you stop what you're doing right then and say, well, I recognize an area here where the love of God not developed in me like it was, and just go to work on it right then. Go right to John chapter 17. And just start working on it right then and every other scripture that the Lord leads you to. Just start working on it right then. Flush that fear out of there.
People will always tell you you can't do it. Do these three things and you'll always be successful. Find out the will of God. Confer no longer with flesh and blood. Get your job done at all costs.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, April 3rd through the 5th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
The spirit of faith comes from knowledge of God's word and through prayer. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. In this audio series, The Spirit of Faith, Kenneth Copeland shares how the Holy Spirit paints an image of the Word of God in the heart of every believer through revelation. Then, because of the reality of the Word in your heart, the force of faith is released by speaking God's Word out of your mouth. God releases His faith by speaking words, and He's called us to imitate Him. Words are the most important things in this planet. God purposely put creative power in words for His people to harness. That's why what you say matters. Simply, words of fear open the door to negative things, and words of faith in God brings goodness to your life. The good news is a spirit of faith will always overcome fear. Faith-filled words will dominate the laws of sin and death. Discover how to use your words mixed with the spirit of faith and see how every area of your life can change forever. Request your free copy of The Spirit of Faith. God released His faith by speaking words. Therefore, you release your faith in the words you speak. Go to kcm.org/TV special.
God loves you, and He's given you covenant promises that guarantee provision for every need. That's why you never have to be afraid. There's no problem in this world that God hasn't already made a way for all of us to overcome. Build your faith in God's love by spending time in His presence. Become fully persuaded that God will do what He promised in His word, and you'll walk in victory over sin, sickness, and lack and fear every day. The Copelands have a free resource to help strengthen your relationship with God so that you can become more established in His love for you. It's our online devotional called From Faith to Faith. Each day has a message from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland that helps reveal God's love for you and teaches you how to draw closer to Him. You'll also discover the rich inheritance you have in Christ Jesus through the scripture reading provided for you each day. Our online Faith to Faith is available to read on kcm.org. Or you can subscribe at kcm.org to have a devotion sent to your email every day of the year, and it's absolutely free. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Lair reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.